Well, hey, patrons, Ken Plume here with a little bonus for you, a little bonus-ode, mini-sode, little snippet of conversation between John Hodgman and I from our recent bit of a chat. That is just some fun little conversation that carved out as an exclusive just for you of us talking nerdly things. So I hope you enjoy, and thank you again for being a patron. And now here's me and John talking it up. Nerdy.
Hey, did you think that they were going to sneak in a debut of Fantastic Four in WandaVision?
I was hoping that at the very least there was a tease, because there is a precedent for that in the Marvel films to set up an element that pays off later. And the fact that even if it was a name check, like, oh, my astrophysicist friend, Reed, that would have been enough. But
once she said that, this is like a post-credit sequence right now. Roll this after the credits. Once Monica Rambeau, by the way, we got to get everyone saying Rambeau. It's not Rambo.
Yeah, it's Rambeau. I don't know where the Rambo thing came from.
Once Monica Rambeau said, I got a call from my astrophysicist friend. Obviously, everyone was like, they're setting up the Fantastic Four. And what I thought for sure was happening, because they were already setting up that Monica was getting special powers from going in and out of the Hex. And then we knew that Darcy and Jimmy Woo were going to go in and out of the Hex. I was like, oh, these are the Fantastic Four. It's going to be Monica, Darcy, Jimmy Woo, and fourth person named later. And they're going to get the powers, but they're not going to be the characters that we are expecting. And I bet you get me in a room with Kevin Feige and a truth serum. They were laying a trap there. Because you don't put Darcy, who is the brains of the four of them, into handcuffs. Then have her go through the Hex. Then have her be the escape artist at the circus. And not be setting her up to be Mr. Fantastic.
And the postman was Willie Lumpkin.
What's that?
And the postman was Willie Lumpkin.
Guy. Was that his name? Don't shoot me. I'm just the messenger. I bet they were going to make her Mr. Fantastic. Obviously, Monica Rambeau was going to be the Human Torch analog, whether she was called Human Torch or Photon or Spectrum or whatever. And then it was just a question of whether Jimmy Woo was going to be the Thing or the Invisible Man.
I don't know. I think they would have gotten, I mean, but with energy manipulation, I could see Invisible Woman for Monica.
I'm just saying.
Because you're dealing with.
No, but I'm just saying that. Oh, you're saying that she would be the Invisible Woman?
As far as they were looking for analogs power wise.
Yeah, maybe. I don't think so. I don't think your Marvel Studios and be going like, what can we do to mix this up? I know, we'll make the Black Woman invisible. Like, how do we contemporize the Fantastic Four? We'll make one of a Black person and it's a woman and then we erase her. No, I don't think that was their plan.
Well, I'm fine with them not doing a setup, because ultimately if it's like, okay, well, it's Wanda's story, focus on that. Obviously they had set up through the course of their entire cinematic universe previous to that, the idea that there would be tons of Easter eggs and everyone should be looking at everything and analyzing everything.
Right.
The thing that made me more mad in regards to the Fantastic Four is the ads that aired in the Super Bowl from that Lex Luthor wannabe using the number four in a circle, and me thinking that was some stealth marketing campaign. Oh, because of his, you know who I'm talking about.
No.
Musk.
I don't know. Oh.
And his four campaign for sending four people into space.
Oh, you thought that? I didn't even know anything about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I saw those ads. I thought, oh, that's brilliant stealth marketing. Have this thing about, oh, if you're going to reimagine the Fantastic Four, have it be like maybe a civilian space operation that these four people go into space, and that's how they get their powers. And this is a stealth marketing campaign for what they're... No, it's using even the iconography of the Fantastic Four for this. Oh, I hate him so much. I'll probably cut that. Because I don't need that stress.
I was excited because I thought that Marvel was actually going to do own up by completely recasting the Fantastic Four. Their identities, even their power sets.
That's never been Feige's way.
No, I know, but this is the thing. I was like, if they were going to do that, they would be owning up to the fact that there is no way to do the Fantastic Four with those characters in that power set. There's no way to do it that's interesting at all, because they didn't have the Fantastic Four. They borrowed everything from the Fantastic Four and recast it as other things. And you don't need a super smart white guy in the Marvel Universe ever again. This has been done, you know. Tony Stark is Reed Richards in this world. Avengers Tower is the Baxter Building. The Hulk is the Thing. Yeah. You know what I mean? Human Torch looks cool, but that's an impossibly traumatic power set to encounter. It's just a man on fire. And Mr. Fantastic's powers are stupid and always were stupid. And the idea of an invisible woman is offensive. It's just, you borrowed too much from the Fantastic Four to do it without it seeming, and obviously, the quantum realm is the negative zone. It's all that you took it all. You took it.
Right.
You scrapped it for parts. You took all the elements away.
You even took Chris Evans from a Fantastic Four film.
Exactly. Recast it beautifully. You know, and what elements that remain are dumb, except for Benjamin J. Grimm, the Thing, which is the only character that I ever liked from that book. But you could have the Thing.
I mean, you know full well how close I hold the Fantastic Four.
The first family of the Marvel Universe, but you can't do it. Also, they tried two times. It's not possible.
Yeah.
It's dumb. It's dumb. They're dumb.
I certainly have faith in whatever Feige may put up there. It can't be as bad as the Fox films. So I at least take solace in that. I'm not holding out a tremendous amount of hope for being a spectacular thing, because as you said, they've borrowed so many elements. And what was the linchpin of the Fantastic Four was that it was a cornerstone of the Marvel Universe, being the first family of the Marvel Universe, and everything sort of built off of that. And that's where the emotional core of that came from. And if you have already eliminated that, because we're 10, 11, 12 years into the Marvel Cinematic Universe with no sign of these characters, it's a weird thing to just suddenly have them show up and like, oh yeah, they're relevant. And to retroactively try and give them that sort of
importance. Oh, to suggest that they had been there all along.
Yeah. I mean, I could certainly see a realm where they're introducing all these things that you start it in the 60s and they disappeared into the multiverse in the early 60s and reappear. They made their flight in the 60s and they came back now. If you want to bring them out of time and why they weren't around, but they were off having these adventures. I mean, the one thing
I have a feeling that that's probably what they're going to do.
What you see again and again is that Feige does love sort of dropping you into established characters rather than origin stories.
Right. Well, I mean, look, I love the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I'm not critiquing it. It's had its ups and its downs. They can't do everything perfectly, but the overall accomplishment in terms of making these characters feel fresh and relevant and exciting. I mean, I just watched, I've been revisiting them a lot with my son, and like even Doctor Strange, I'm like, that movie was pretty good. That movie was pretty good. I mean, I was like, I was able to get into it. And then I watched Guardians of the Galaxy and I'm like, oh, right. This movie was really good.
I haven't, and, there's and none the, I've and sat
the,
through.
Sticking the landing with Endgame was just incredible. I just love them. I love them. You know, I sat down with someone who's involved in them once. And, you know, it's like, I felt like such a dope, but I was in LA and there's an acquaintance of mine, maybe even a friend. I don't know what this person would say. But this is someone who's involved in the world of making these movies. And I said, this is really stupid. And like, but I put me in, coach, like, and I said, I'm saying this knowing how stupid it sounds. I just want to convey to you, so you can convey to them how important this was to me, how unexpectedly great it was for me. The thing that I dreamed of, bobbing in the ocean in Little Compton, Rhode Island with Tim McGonigal in 1982 about there ever being a movie with the X-Men in it. Even then I was fatalistic. I was like, that can't ever happen because you can't. First of all, Marvel doesn't own the rights to X-Men. I knew that at the time.
You were reading Reporter.
Right. No, I was like, it can't happen because movies are a self-contained two-hour story. And what makes comics special is that they are multiple stories told in the same universe, and you benefit from knowing knowledge of one to enhance the story of the other. And that's not how movies work. And also, CGI hasn't been invented yet, so comic book costumes and powers will look dumb. But CGI happened, and comic books, powers, and costumes looked less dumb, but only Kevin Feige and the MCU figured out, this is not just making movies. We are now making a line of comic books, massive comic books, in a shared universe, and we're going to do it with as much exuberance and as care and as experiment as we can get away with. And they got away with a lot, and they landed so much of it so well that I just need to take you, person who is directly involved in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, out to lunch to say thank you and thank them for doing it. And I know it's the stupidest thing in the world, because I know you do not have any need for any talent of any kind. You have the world at your fingers, but I am saying to you, I will do anything. I will do craft services. I will go on a coffee run. I will start at the bottom. I think that I can help you make good movies with my brain, probably not with my face, because I'm not on television anymore. But anything that you can do. And he said, well, you know what? And the person said, you know what? I'll think about it. I'll pass it along. And I'm like, please don't even feel you need to do that. I know this is the stupidest, most desperatest thing anyone has ever done in Hollywood. I am simply obliged to do it. And I to debase myself in this way.
And that's how you were cast as the puppet master in Fantastic Four.
My big announcement is Patton Oswalt starring as MODOK.
They took what you said. They ran it through the Marvel filter.
No. Patton had this, probably had that idea long before I did.
Patton's been in the Marvel universe twice now.
I'm just saying that Patton's idea of doing something interesting with MODOK, I mean, I'm sure that Patton got there in 2002, frankly.
Yeah.
And he's amazing. Just because I also wanted to be MODOK, is whatever. But what I'm announcing is they don't need me, and that's fine.
They'll find. I mean, they also have long memories. And when they finally decide to slot someone in,
I don't need to be in the movies. I don't need to be in Willie Lumpkin.
They're doing TV now. They're doing so many shows with so many openings for cast.
I was, you know, Marvel, listen to me. I'm going to be honest. I said this on the Blank Check podcast.
Oh, thanks. I get Griffin's leftovers.
A slight revision here. Fantastic forecasting. I like Ashley Johnson for Sue Storm. Worked with her on Blindspot. Super duper interesting actor in person. I'm going to go this way. Which one do you want to hear next? Because I've made some revisions. Who do you want to hear next?
I want to hear The Thing.
This is the one that brings it home. H. John Benjamin is The Thing. Yeah, that guy can say it's clobbering time. Yeah. H. John Benjamin. Baby blue-eyed H. John Benjamin as Benjamin J. Grimm. Who next?
Human Torch.
Yeah, good call. Michael B. Jordan. Bring him back. That guy never got a chance. Just have him play a different character now. Same universe, different character. No one cares. Be amazing. That guy got so much shit from the racist nerds.
Yeah, and they're already doing it with the Spider-Man films.
Of course,
and
they brought, of course they're.
That's why that, back as J. Jonah Jameson, so anything could happen.
Michael B. Jordan.
Reed Richards.
Phoebe Waller-Bridge. I mean, come on.
I was going to say that's a stretch, but.
Goodbye. Nice talking to you. Pleasure as always.
I had to find a way, didn't I?
My time has come. I really do have to go, Ken. Take care.